The Overcome Today podcast aims to encourage, inspire, and empower through real-life stories. My prayer is that when you listen to each episode, you're pointed to Jesus, who loves you with an everlasting love. Remember, your story has power, and when you share it, it can help someone know that they're not doing life alone. But most of all, that navigating life without Christ is pointless. Hello, Overcomers, and welcome to episode 100. We are finally in the triple digits, guys. Glory to God. Glory to God. This has not just been an easy journey, by the way, but I have pushed on, and I'm so glad that I'm here. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. Welcome to the Overcomers fam. My prayer is that you are encouraged, inspired, and empowered every time you listen to an episode. And if you're one of the OGs, my day ones, thank you for sticking through. Your love, support, podcast reviews, and encouragement keeps me going. So thank you. 100 down, 1,000 more to go. Did you know we have an Overcomers community? Well, now you know. If you'd like to get updates on new episodes before they go live, what I'm learning, what I'm planning, or if you just need someone to pray with you, then join the Overcomers fam. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes below and share your email, and you can expect some really good stuff in your inbox every week. Guys, I promise I won't be spamming you, but it will be truly worth your while. When you join, tag me at Overcome Today on social media and use the hashtag Overcomers so that more people can join the family. Now, this episode would have gone out last week, but I figured the timing would be a bit off due to the general elections. That's if you're in Kenya. Are you all anxious like I am? Okay, I had to get off the news and social media for a few days because I just couldn't take it. I'm recording this on Saturday, and they are still yet to announce the presidential results. So pardon me in case they do by the time this episode goes live. But what I'm grateful for, however, is the peace that has surrounded these elections. Despite the anxiety, misinformation, fake news, and anguish among the political candidates, Kenyans have laid low. Yani, guys just went out to vote and went straight home. Things are going on as normal, quote unquote. We have to be grateful for that. And I really hope this is because we learned our lesson from 2007. But I guess it's also because we're tired as a country. It's been a rough couple of years with high food and fuel prices. Yani, there's just been so much going on. So guys just want the next president announced so that we can just move on. Sindio. But, all in all, we continue to pray for sustained peace in the midst of it all, and that his will and his sovereignty will rule despite everything. And that is God, by the way, in case you're wondering who the he is. All right. So today, it's all about the preparation room. I feel like I've been in a preparation room since late last year. I really don't know how to describe it, but it feels like God is taking me through a very painful, because I can't say it's a good one, a very painful process for me to be refined and come out whole on the other side. Kenyans would likely call this character development. I know, wrong choice of terms, but Yani, that's the best way I can put it. I've quoted this scripture a couple of times in the past few episodes. I guess it's because maybe God is really hammering it into my heart. Romans 5, verses 3 to 5. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. I feel like I'm in this perseverance stage, you know, where my character is seriously being developed or groomed. And it's one hard process. Let's be real, guys. We like the soft life. The baby girl lifestyle. We want to have it easy. We want to make money quick. We want to grow in our careers or our businesses fast. We want to be successful in the shortest time possible. But even when we look at worldly or secular examples, success, or whatever we perceive it to be, doesn't come easy. But this is a Christian podcast, so godly examples I shall give. The preparation room can also be called the process or the wait, you know. And during these times, God prepares us for his promise. During our waiting, he teaches us things. He grows our character. He grows our faith and our ability to do what we feel called to do. God takes us through a process. But the question is, will you trust the process? Now, back to that godly example I was talking about. Let's look at the story of David. If you're not familiar with it, go to 1 Samuel in your Bible. And if you don't have a physical Bible, Google is your friend. It's amazing how, you know, we can access the Bible wherever. But go to 1 Samuel and you'll see this whole story of David. Now, when the prophet Samuel was sent by God to anoint David as king, we'd assume that, you know, he's going to anoint him and then he takes the throne immediately, right? As young as he was. But what did he do when Samuel anointed him? He went back to tending to the sheep. Just quick run through, you know, Samuel is told by God, oh, I have chosen this guy as king. And he goes to the father, Jesse, and he's like, what's up? I'm here to anoint your boys. I mean, one boy, rather, who is going to be king. And Jesse's thinking, oh, it's the older guys. And, you know, he lines up all his sons. And Samuel is like, nope. Do you have another guy? Because it's not one of these guys. And David is busy, huko, rearing sheep and doing his thing. And when Samuel sees him, he, you know, God tells him, yes, this is the one. And he anoints him. And but you'd assume that he's put for a crown and robe and he's whisked away into the palace. No, he goes back to his usual task of tending to the sheep. But I also like how one blog by Micah Carty, and I'll put it on the show notes, said, or how he put it, and I quote, God anointed David so long before he became king because God wanted to take David through a process, and the anointing was a reminder of the promise that the process would bring, end of quote. God knew that some things just needed to happen in David's life before he could be king. Likewise, there are some things that need to happen in our lives before we can step into what God has for us. Easier said than done, right? But that's the Christian walk of faith. Our whole lives are pinned on trusting God and allowing him to take us through the process, allowing him to build our faith and our character. One thing that really impresses me about David is that he did not become bitter in the years before he became king. You know, he knew that the battle with Goliath, running from Saul and hiding from his enemies, was just part of the process, and God was using it to bring about his promise. How many times, including myself, do we become bitter or angry with God in the wait? I know I have been several times, trust me. Bitterness is unbelief in the promises of God. Let that soak in, please. Bitterness is unbelief in the promises of God. Yes, that's a very hard truth. Sometimes we say, I had faith, but I had faith and God didn't do it. Back to the blog that I mentioned by Micah. He says, and I quote, this is not how faith works. If you think you can have faith in a moment and have your faith go away when nothing happens in that moment, it's not faith at all. Faith is what keeps you going until you see God do what he has promised. Faith causes you to say, I may not have seen it yet, but if God promised it, I am sure I will. End of quote. Whoa, that hit me hard because many times I've fallen short. But it's true. Our faith is built in the wait if we choose to fix our eyes on Jesus. So what do you do in the wait, you may be asking? Read and meditate on his word. Spend time in prayer. Ask for the Holy Spirit's help to keep you faithful in the wait. You cannot do it on your own strength, but by his strength, you can do all things, including persevering in the wait. Did you like this episode and feel inspired to share your story? If you'd like to get featured on the podcast, fill in the Google form in the show notes below and I'll contact you. You can also follow me on social media at OvercomeToday and send a DM or email me overcometodaypodcast@gmail.com. I'd really encourage you to read the blog post that I mentioned quite a bit in this episode. I've linked it in the show notes below. It will really help you change your perspective as you wait on God. And the beauty of it has very many biblical references. So check it out. And I'm grateful that it also sort of added on to the things that I was thinking about in this episode. So thank you, Micah Carty, wherever you are. That's it for this week, folks. Share this episode with a friend so that they can be encouraged, inspired, and empowered. And until next week, bless. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Today podcast. Want to support the podcast? Leave a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Also, I'd love to hear from you. If you're on Instagram, let me know what your favorite part of the show was by taking a screenshot of the episode you've tuned into and share it on your story. Tag me at Overcome Today and let me know what your takeaway from today's show was. Remember, you are more than a conqueror through Him who loved you.